وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In Amir al-Mu'mineen's eyes and in his understanding and in from his perspective, that there are many things which are considered to be human rights and human beings should have and should indulge themselves in. Among these rights is the right to learn. And the right to learn is in fact a very basic human right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon His servants and upon His creation. Now, you might think, well, obviously everyone has the right to learn and everyone can learn. But how true is that statement? If we look at the world around us, we see that we are subjected to systems that dictates first what I should and should not learn, right? And two, which people should and should not learn. So you can see that we have this system in a place that tries to educate our kids into basically making them, you know, workplace, as we say, workplace ready. That's it. You've been taught to be a doctor, an engineer, I don't know, a chiropractor, just a job. That's what you've been taught. You haven't been taught to think. You haven't been taught to free your mind from the limitation of this world. So all the educational system that we have in most of the countries is in fact a system that just wants to make you a robot and a machine, where it does not want to make you a thinker or a creator. Thinking and a creation that is limited to the elite. And having said that, even, let's say, you know, even that basic knowledge that makes a worker out of you, that is limited to certain systems, certain countries, certain people, where you see other countries are deprived of that. Where, for example, if you look at sanctions, when you see sanctions on a specific country where they cannot, for example, do student exchange, for example, or they can't buy tools and equipment and materials, and especially in universities where they require, for example, a lot of equipments that, you know, due to the sanctions, they can't. Aren't they limiting knowledge here? Aren't they depriving people of knowledge? Or when they make a country, they turn a country into a war zone, and for years and years, kids don't get to go to school. Isn't that depriving people of the right to learn? And when we look at example, at countries where they have to suffer poverty for so many years, the last thing that people would want to think about is education, because they just want to feed themselves. So you can see that even though knowledge itself is a basic fundamental human rights or human right, you see that it's not accessible for everybody. And in some countries, once you finish high school, trying to get into uni itself is a problem, because there's a lot of tuition fees, there's a lot of college fees, and you have to end up paying thousands and thousands of dollars. Not every country, obviously, offers free education, and even those who offer free education, they say, well, once you get a job, we'll take it back from you. So there's nothing free there. Let us take a break, and then we'll continue shortly after.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we are looking at the rights for people to learn from the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. He says in a hadith, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ ثَمَنُوا نَفْسُكُ. This knowledge and this morality is the price of yourself. فَاشْتَهِدْ فِي تَعَلُّمُهُمَا. Then spend most of your time trying to learn these two things, knowledge and morality. This is what I and you are valued on in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the sight of people themselves, based on my position, based on my knowledge, based on my title. I get to be judged by people. Based on my akhlaq and morals and ethics, I get to be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So he says, because the value of you is based on these two things, then put your utmost effort in trying to do what? In trying to learn. فَمَا يَزِيدُ مِنْ عِلْمِكَ وَأَدَبُكَ يَزِيدُ مِنْ ثَمَنِكَ وَقَدْرِكَ. The more your knowledge, the more your morals increase, the more your worth value increases as well. So the more valuable you want to become, the more you have to learn. So you can see that learning is such an important part of my life and your life, to the extent that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, it is your value, it's your self-worth, your self-value. Now when I'm deprived, and when there are so many price tags to learning, now how am I going to get this value? So when we talk about a secular system that tries to put a price on even knowledge itself, now what message are we giving to this world? How much are we giving to this world? We are turning this world into a machine that just makes profits for the elite. Well, as it's been said, that Harvard is only creates people that end up going to work for the elite. And that's it. Just machines, just batteries. Where is the innovation here? How come we can't even come up with the simplest things these days? You know, we've been battling, for example, so many diseases for such a long, long time. Even though medicine has advanced, we're still battling cancer. Or it could be treated if people put their minds into it. But pharmaceuticals, they don't want that, for example. So you see that we, even when it comes to knowledge, it's been very limited. Now, when it comes to even learning your faith, learning your religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's your basic right. And you can see that in many countries, if you are from a certain background or from a certain religion, you find a lot of restriction on you. We won't allow you to open a mosque. We won't allow you to open a center. We won't allow you to teach your faith or spread your faith, because to them it's might considered to be a threat. And mind you, I'm not talking about a Western system only. Even when we have, when we look at the Arabic worlds, for example, if you are from a faith that they think is dangerous and they call a disease and they call a cancer, your life might be in danger if you're trying to learn or teach that faith of yours in this country. So we can see there is so much limitations when it comes to a person trying to learn. So it's no longer being provided as a human right anymore. Is the right of the elite to give to you or not? The right of those who are in power to give to you or not? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they emphasize on the fact that learning is a matter of a human right, and everyone should get this right given to them. If it doesn't, they have to seek it themselves, obviously, if they have the means to do so. So inshallah, we'll leave it here, and then we will talk about knowledge and the rights of seeking knowledge in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
صل يا ربي على طه الأمين رحمة أرسلته للعالمين وعلى آل النبي أجمعين فبهم نرجوك أحسن ختمنا.